The July 4, 2016 crash of a Borough van claimed the lives of 18-year-old Molly Parks, 19-year-old Marie Giesbrecht, and injured another, all employees of the Borough at the time. The driver, Chris Allen, suffered a seizure and lost control of the vehicle. Initially charged with murder in the second degree, Allen pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter. He was sentenced in 2018 to jail time in the criminal case. The Parks' parents subsequently filed a civil suit on behalf of her estate seeking damages against the borough, Allen, and the state of Alaska. Attorney Mark Choate is co-counsel for the plaintiffs. In oral arguments before the court, he pointed out the local government knew about the seizures Allen suffered after seeing him experience one on a surveillance video while he worked at Parks and Recreation.
And the city people supervising him watched that seizure on video and decided they would have to have a plan for him, which included making sure he was never alone. This was an employee who could not be alone because of those seizures. That was the plan they had.
Superior Court Judge William Carey dismissed claims against the borough and Allen in 2019. Carey ruled the state's workers' compensation law was the sole remedy for an employee injured or killed while working. Under that law, workers are guaranteed quicker and limited medical benefits and lost wages, but must forego legal action against their employers. In his appeal to the Supreme Court, Attorney Choate argued the van wreck fell outside of the workers' compensation law as an intentional injury rather than an accident.
First of all, this court has never addressed conduct at this level. We've all, at very most, have talked about recklessness or even sort of criminal recklessness, but never the extreme recklessness which the courts have found to be this extreme indifference to human life.
Justices pressed Choate on whether he should be seeking a change to the law through the legislative branch and not in court. The Petersburg Borough's attorney, Al Clayton, argued Alaska law is settled and payments are limited to what's allowed under the workers' comp law, sometimes called the grand bargain.
This court and the courts of almost every state in the nation have consistently said that reckless conduct, even intentional conduct that results in a bad outcome, but does not involve intent to injure, that is all conduct for which there is no tort remedy because of the grand bargain.
Clayton initially argued the municipality was not negligent, since not all information about Allen's condition was available to the borough at the time of the wreck, but Justice Susan Carney pushed back on that argument.
Like the video that your client watched, that he was having a seizure, and there are many steps that they took to protect him from himself, if not to protect the rest of Petersburg from him.
I think I'm ready to concede that Petersburg was negligent, because it was aware of that and failed to ultimately keep the keys out of the hands of Mr. Allen.
They did more than that. They required him to drive.
Clayton then replied that no matter how foolish or reckless Mr. Allen may have been, there was no intent to injure someone from him or from the borough. R.D. and Madonna Parks were in the courtroom for oral arguments, and Chief Justice Daniel Winfrey addressed the parents.
We're all parents. We feel your pain. And we recognize that people come to this court many times with the most important things in their lives are at stake, and we will take this matter very seriously, obviously, as we always do.
The court will issue a written opinion on the appeal at a later date. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.